part one. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense
with John and Scott.
AKC, damn it, TT, Total Talk Nonsense with Jizz and Skiz. I'm Jizz.
And I'm Skiz.
And this is episode 89, part one. Scott.
Uno.
What?
John.
I gotta, like, write it down or something. I don't want to say AKC anymore.
Yeah, fuck that, AKC.
Yeah, fuck that shit. We're back again.
After a two-week layoff, or a week layoff, which reminds me, John, in May, you're on vacation, then I'm on vacation, so we might miss 2 weeks, two Sundays.
Two? Wow.
So we might have to, you had a great idea, I thought.
Yeah.
Do like 1 hour podcast, webcast, where we talk about one specific topic, not related to current events. And then we could just throw those up on the hello.
Whoa.
We could just throw those up on
the dirty pot.
When
don't
we,
worry, I made a new cabinet and we'll be
are
going
out for
to
two
the
weeks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Out for 2 weeks and we'll put together something.
That's right, Jim.
Put something we can vamp on. Right?
Oh, I got a call back from Rick.
You did.
April 7th, we have a gig at Eddie's in Arlington Heights.
That's correct.
We're also having dinner. And John, I invited you. You accepted. I extended that invitation to Rick. We're going to be at Gibson's in Rosemont at 5 p.m. if you'd like to meet John and Scott. Rick.
Oh, my God. You're going to think they get a free meal out of it.
Yeah. Rick will not be attending.
What?
He will not be attending.
Oh,
he said, thanks
go.
For the offer, but no. I'm not going to
go then.
Why not?
Because Rick's not going.
So what?
I don't even know those people.
He went last time.
Yeah, it was great sitting there. And I'm sitting there thinking, how many fucking times has Scott and them
told
the same boring story? Hey, remember that time? Okay, so I figure, let's see, you're out of high school, what, 25 years?
Yeah, but we've
something?
Only been doing this for four.
For four. So 4 years straight, you've been telling the same bullshit.
No, because different
story.
People show up at different dinners.
Remember when you were driving around and I was jerking off in the back seat? Remember?
I don't remember that, actually.
Well, I wasn't there, so I'm just repeating what I heard.
Right.
When you said that. So, and then you get all, hey Nick, hey.
I don't.
So, what's her name? Gay.
Gay.
So Gay, remember that time?
Remember that time we first smoked pot?
We fucked.
We never did that, John.
What?
We never did that, unfortunately.
That's not what you told me off the air. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. No, I don't know. I wasn't getting into it.
All right. So you don't want to go then. That's fine.
Well, I'd go if Rick was there, because then we could sit there and make fun of you guys.
Well, Rick's not going to go.
What am I going to do by myself? And then Steve doesn't say anything.
TP's going to be there.
No.
Dan's going to be there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Gibson's
right. Gibson's is real loud, too.
What do you mean loud?
It's loud.
Not at 5 o'clock on a Saturday.
Oh. No?
No.
Well, what do you mean? Yeah, it is.
No, there's nobody there.
Yeah.
That crowd doesn't show up until 7.
On a Saturday?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Nah.
Yeah, I do.
All right, let's move on. In the 2 weeks since we've been off the internets, John, I had another epiphany. What was my last epiphany?
I don't know.
I was going to be trying to be
keep
more
track
like
track your epiphanies.
My last epiphany was about Penn Jillette.
So
I'm trying
right,
to be
Gillette.
More like him.
Right.
Because he doesn't care if you're a whacked out nut job. He
right.
just listens to the idea. What's the idea? What can you bring on board here?
Yeah.
He doesn't care where it's coming from.
Yeah.
I got to be more like that. And then I had another epiphany. I'm reading this book by Daniel Dennett. It's about trying to apply the scientific method to religion.
You can't.
Sure you can.
No.
And the evolution, is there some basis from an evolutionary perspective for religion to be beneficial?
Oh, religion, but not okay. Are you
yeah,
talking
not
about
proving God?
Okay. People that listen to this show religiously, are they part of a religion?
All right. I don't know what the fuck you're talking
shut
about.
Shut up.
You interrupt me before I get my epiphany out.
Oh, Jesus.
Now I'm confused.
Your epiphany is like listening to Picasso paint a picture. Yeah, let's.
So here's my.
I know why you're doing it too. So you can't wait till you get in the car and listen to yourself. Let's see.
I'll use a headache.
Dramatic enough pause. Are the pauses dramatic enough? I'm not sure.
So my next epiphany, John, is this. They talk a lot about intelligence, right? First, they thought it was all book smarts and testing, and then some guy came out with a book and he said, "No, there's an emotional component." Remember the book, John? Remember?
Yeah.
Emotional intelligence?
Right.
I say there's another component to that. You got your book smarts, you got your emotional intelligence, but you also have your belief system and how that belief system was created. And is it genetic? Is it environmental? But because we, on this show, we can't figure out Bush apologists for the life of us.
Right.
And they're still out there, and it's because of their belief system. Mito tot. And we've talked about belief systems a little bit. We've touched on it that if a Bush apologist sees the W talking, he skews it one way. And when we see the W talking, we see a goddamn chimp.
Right.
And, we see it in a totally different light. So my epiphany is you got the book smarts there, John.
There.
You got your emotional intelligence. And you got to consider the belief system that the person is that has you're conversing with has. That has to be a part of the equation. So now that I know that, I think I can be more like Penn Jillette and not dismiss people as total stupid-ass retards right off the bat.
I still have to. Sorry.
So that was my epiphany in the last 2 weeks. I had that. And I will. I had an idea of one of our one-hour shows, John.
Yeah,
we could talk about religion and God. You read? Have you finished The God Delusion?
No,
finished
that. I can't find it.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to do a book report on this book that I'm reading about evolutionary basis for religion, and talk about that. And you could talk about The God Delusion, and we could have a discussion about God and religion for
right.
one of those one-hour shows that will
right.
slip in there when we're both out of town.
In our urethras, we have a little teeny tiny vagina.
I didn't know if you know that, John, but we do.
Well, you know, Scott, I heard, shit, I didn't bring the sound clip in, but and maybe you were telling me about this too. No, Rick was about one of the what the fuck is that?
Spit it out
some,
already,
some
Jesus
Republican,
Christ!
Fuck you,
God! Fuck you!
Yeah, look for Henry Rollins
yeah.
now.
Yeah,
come on, it. Get back to
yeah,
the.
I don't have a book right here.
Fuck you!
So anyway. I can't remember the senator.
The senior?
Senator.
Senator Leahy.
Ah.
Hagel.
Mito tot.
Was
me.
It a Republican or Democrat?
Yeah, it was a Republican, but they were giving Gore a hard time. On one of the, whatever the fuck
You
it
don't
is.
Know anything about this story.
I do. I'm just trying to remember the context. Anyway, they're giving him a hard time about the global warming thing. They're it's one of those Senate hearings or something, and he's right. going before him, and he's saying, "Hey, you know what the fuck? We gotta do something about this global warming. It's a serious issue." And this guy starts giving him a hard time, and the chick senator who's now in charge of the whole process, she smacks him down, the Republican senator. And I wish I had the sound bites for it. But
she smacks Gore down?
No, she smacks down the Republican.
Oh.
And, like, treats him like a little kid.
Like a little boy.
Says, no, 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 you can't do this like this anymore. I'm the one with the gavel. She holds the gavel up. And
nice.
Says, see what happens when people vote? And then there was all this shit, like Rush Limbaugh was saying Gore's a big fat liar and all this stuff. And this, and what kills me is these Republicans will, they think that the whole global warming thing is BS. Well, they don't believe it's BS, but they don't think it's man-made, right?
Right.
And they're going on this tangent about how Gore has got this $500 Brazilian home, and he's deferring or paying for part of it with this green service where I guess it costs you more money to do it, but it's better than burning up fossil fuel and all that stuff. So anyway, where was I going with this?
I have no fucking idea.
Oh, I know where I'm going. Republicans, they won't believe what a bunch of scientists say, but they'll fucking talk about God without one single shred of proof. Like he's standing right there.
Right. He just invoked God within the last 3 weeks. He said something about the soldiers, and the only way to help them is through prayer, John. That's the only way to help them.
Yeah.
Stupid chimp.
But that kills me. And I wanted to have something prepared for it, but I totally forgot. Damn it.
Well, that's all right. We got a lot of other things to get to, John.
We got a big shoe.
We got comments. We got email. We got a lot of movies to cover. We'll try to do that. Do quick one-minute movie reviews. All the movies I've seen, I think you've already seen. I just want to make a couple of comments about them. Yeah, because they're all DVD movies.
Should we do comments?
Go ahead. Do the comments, and then I got an email. Did you bring an email in?
No.
Okay, I got one email I brought in.
All right. All right, Scott, hit the cough button, John. You're putting old phlegm livet to shame. Prescribe less doobies and more of the Glenlivet. Tet! It's from Stefan C.
The great Stefan C.
Yeah, the great Stefan C. Great show for all the newbies to podcast webcast listening, that is. TTN is the best webcast out there on all these internets. Jizz and Skiz have great energy between them. Give them a listen. And that's from our lovely listener, Errol Wolf.
Errol Wolf is back
he's
on the forums.
Yeah.
Strong. Coming back strong on the forums, John.
That was our whole two from Podcast Alley. This one's from MySpace. It says, In nomine Patrice et Filiet Spiritus Sancti Amen. I believe that means in the name of the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Amen.
That's correct.
That's from me. And then he writes, Psych! And he puts some satanic shit on the... This is part of the thread. My poop stinks today. Made my eyes water. The supervisor said that it was the worst stink that he had smelled since the days of the hippies. I couldn't be prouder. That's from Lance. And, hey, John, Scott, your podcast has given me some nonsensic laughs ever. I think I read this last week. 2 weeks ago. Anywho, keep up the great work. Love the show. And that's from Hiram.
Almost right on target again, John.
You got something there, Scott?
I just got an email. This is from Phil, the one who's dead to you.
Ah.
Hi, guys. Great couple of episodes lately, 87 and 88. You guys are back in fine form. When did we ever leave fine form?
John? I don't know.
That's what I want.
I think he's dissing us.
Right Keep there. Up the level-headed yet hilarious insanity. John, I hope your blood pressure gets into a safe and healthy range.
He caused it to get that way.
So I thought a couple of more euphemisms for the male masturbation. And he chimes in with slapping the salami, flogging the bishop,
beating
Mr. Happy, and his personal favorite, making it shiny. And he signs it Gene Jass. Gene Jass.
Gene Jass. Spell that.
Gene, G-E-N-E, Jass. J-A-S-S. Gene Jass. Gene Jass.
I don't get it.
Me neither.
That's it. That's all you got.
That's all I have.
And I guess just stop the song right there, man.
You didn't have to stop the song.
Oh, could I?
Well, you got I have one? A shit story, though.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, it's a short shit story.
All right.
I'm bringing duty back. I got the gold sand. It falls out my crack. I got the poopy.
Take it to the bridge.
I'm at work, John, right?
Right.
And I really like taking shits at work for some reason. I don't know why.
You can let your hair down?
I can let the hair down.
Yeah.
But the one thing I won't do, you can consider me middle management, okay? You got your executives and then you got the people underneath me who I turn my nose up at. If I go into a bathroom and there's people under me or people over me, I will walk out of the bathroom. If there are colleagues or peers of mine, I'll feel free to take a shit.
Fettuccine with meatotomy sauce.
But this is the first time this has ever happened, and I still am trying to figure this out. I walked in. Nobody's in the bathroom.
Right.
So I always take the handicap stall. I like the big, wide space.
Put your legs
stretch out. I like to hold on to the handle when I'm really
bearing down.
And I sit down on the toilet seat, and it's already warm.
John. Oh.
There's no stink in the bathroom, like somebody was there. I didn't see anybody leave.
Oh.
And it was already warm.
Yeah.
What is up with that?
That's what it is, man. Somebody is sitting there jerking.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
It was warm enough that I noticed, but yet no trace of another employee.
That's because it was they were having some
fettuccine with meatotomy sauce
right there. Nice.
Yeah, they were doing the good old
meatotomy.
So that's my shit story.
That's out of sight.
Oh, and also in our, I was there today. I've been working like, I don't know, 20 days straight, but I'm there today taking a dump, right? And they have this thing right
today. It's Sunday.
Yeah, I've been working Saturdays and Sundays for 3 weeks now. So there's this thing at the right at the door, and I don't know how often it does this, but it's like.
It sprays a scent.
Yeah, and I love that smell.
Yeah, I got
that
one.
Manufactured smell. You have one like in your home?
At work, yeah.
Oh, at work?
I bought them from a website.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You could have hooked me up for one at home. It's great. I love it. I just
it
like
freaks
going
me
in
out.
There.
I'll be taking a piss and I'll look around like, what?
I don't even have to take a shit. I'll go in there just to smell that. It's so appealing. It's wonderful, John. It's wonderful.
Yeah, I think somebody's like behind me going, psst, like that. And I'm like,
psst, what?
Freaks me out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Crawls no up.
So that's my shit story. Should we move on to movies, John? We got a lot of movies to cover. A lot of movies. I got three of them. You saw, what, two of them?
Yeah.
The difference here, John, is you went to the theater. I saw mine on DVDs.
Theater.
On the DVDs.
Yeah.
So I got three, you got two. You want me to go first? So I go, you go, I go, you go, I go.
Yeah, however you want to do it.
Before we start movies, John, Sarah Jessica Parker's birthdays today.
Oh, happy birthday.
She's 42 years old.
We'll give her a tetanus salute.
All right,
tetanus.
The first movie I saw on DVD, John. DVD.
Yeah.
And tell me if you've seen this one. Okay. Babel. You seen Babel?
No.
You have not seen it. Will you see Babel?
I don't know.
Because I don't want to give too much away.
I don't care.
But this is the story of Richard and Susan. That would be
we own it.
Brad Pitt and Kate Blanchett. You own it.
Yeah.
Are a couple from San Diego, California, who are vacationing in Morocco while their two children are at home with their Mexican housekeeper, Amelia. A rifle finds its way into the hands of local herdsmen's young sons, like up in the hills of Morocco, who recklessly take a shot at the tour bus and hit Susan, causing her severe injury. And then there's this other story about a father and daughter in Tokyo, and they're all tied together. But what a goddamn depressing movie. And it's really long, too. It's like 2 hours and 30 minutes. It could be under 2 hours easy.
I don't want to say
it. Could be under 2 hours easy, John.
Yeah, I hear you.
But, yeah.
2 hours easy, you said, right?
Yeah, easy. The first thing I'm thinking is, why the fuck would they vacation in this shithole? They're on this tour bus, and the towns that they stop in are these little shanty towns. The people are as poor as piss. The food is for shit. What kind of fucking vacation is that, is what I'm thinking. Of all the places to go in the entire world, they end up in Morocco.
Yeah.
And then Kate Blanchett, was she nominated for this?
I don't know.
If she was, all she did was wither around on the ground, you know, because she got the shot right away.
Yeah, right.
And then the rest of it, she's in a room. She's either unconscious or when she's awake, she's moaning about something. And then the other thing that was disturbing is the housekeeper. Brad Pitt calls her up. He's like, look, I got a situation. You need to watch the kids. I'm not going to be back. And she's like, well, I have to go to my son's wedding.
Wedding.
He's like, no, just watch the kids. So she can't find anybody to watch the kids for her. So she takes the kids across the border into Mexico.
Oh, my God.
To this wedding. And it just... And the whole time you're, I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. This has got to be one of the worst days in anybody's life is this Brad Pitt character. But then there's this other story going on in Tokyo with this daughter and this father, and that's all fucked up. But and then there's this other part where, okay, so she gets shot, and they pull up into this town. There's like one phone. And Brad Pitt won't let all the other tourists leave on the bus.
Yeah.
I didn't understand that. Why couldn't they leave? Because he called the embassy. He called everybody he needed to call. They're going to send a chopper or an ambulance or something. So why do these other fucking tourists have to sit there and suffer in this shithole outside of Morocco? I don't know. I don't know, John. But when you do see this movie, I want you to think about this.
All right.
What did the girl, the Japanese girl, write on the note that she gave the policeman at the end of the movie? And we'll talk about that after you see it.
I'll just fast forward to the end.
No, you gotta sit through the whole miserable goddamn movie to put it in context, what the note was that she wrote to the Japanese policeman. All right, John, what did you see?
I saw Shooter.
Shooter with Marky Mark.
Marky Mark.
Now, he shoots at the president, right?
Well, actually, it's based on a novel, Point of Impact, by Stephen Hunter. And back then, he wrote the book, and the shooter was an ex-Marine from Vietnam. In this one, Marky Mark plays Bob Lee Swagger. He's a former United States Marine Corps sniper who left the military after a botched mission, but retained his skills.
Do you know his initials are BS?
BLS. BS, yeah. Years later, he is contacted by the U.S. military to do one last mission. They've received information that an assassination attempt is going to happen against the President of the United States. However, because they do not know who the assassin is, they cannot prevent it ahead of time. On the day of the assassination, a shot is fired and chaos ensues.
Did they hit their target? Does the president bite
it? The finger is pointed at Swagger, and soon the entire country is against him. Someone has set Swagger up. Now he's out for answers and for revenge.
So did the president buy it? Or does he just get injured?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't get shot. What happened?
Who did they get to portray the president?
What happened? They didn't. It didn't even matter. It was irrelevant. What happens is the beginning of the movie, you see these two guys. They're totally covered with camouflage. And Marky Mark is a sniper. And he's got a guy that works with him that's the scout. The scout determines what the windage is, how far away the target is, and all that stuff. So Marky Mark can lead him if he's moving. So he could lead him by a couple of seconds. And usually there's body armor, so you got to get a headshot. So there's a bunch of U.S. military going down this road, going one direction. And then there's another truck heading the other direction of they're in what fucking town are they in? What are they? Like Ethiopia or something. And this other truck has got like a little machine gun on top, and they're cruising, and Marky Mark just shoots a guy right in the head from like a mile away.
Nice.
And then he shoots the driver. And that lets the military through. Well, the military as they're coming through, here comes a bunch of other trucks, and they just start shooting away. Well, they get abandoned by... No air support comes in, and they just shut the radio off and take off. And they leave these two people there, Marky Mark and this other kid. Well, this helicopter shows up and ends up blowing away his partner, the scout, which is his best friend. And Marky Mark takes the helicopter down by shooting the rotor blades. And then they show him like in Tennessee later in the woods and stuff with a dog. And then Danny Glover shows up with all the shit in his mouth. He's the United States colonel.
Like tobacco?
Yeah. I don't know what it is. Like he had some surgery or so. So he's talking like this all this time. It's like, what the fuck is he saying? But they get a hold of Marky Mark and they say, hey, there's going to be an assassination attempt on the president. We know you're the only other guy that could shoot from like a mile away. We want you to check these sites that he's going to be at. Tell us which is the most likely and where he might be shooting from. And we're going to have CIA and Secret Service and FBI cover those areas. So they do that. And he finally figures out what state, what town it's going to be in. Where's the best place to shoot from. And while he's sitting there waiting, the Ethiopian bishop or something is standing there, and he gets fucking shot in the head. And a cop runs in and starts shooting Marky Mark. and the whole thing's a setup.
Hmm.
He falls out a window, escapes, runs into some bumbling idiot FBI guy, a new guy from the FBI. Just been out of the academy 3 weeks, takes his gun, takes his car, tells him, I didn't shoot at the president, and I was set up. Takes off, and then while he's out doing his thing, trying to get some help for his injuries, this FBI guy starts looking around and starts turning up evidence that doesn't make sense, like it's a conspiracy. So... the next thing you know, fucking, I swear to God, Marky Mark is like the new Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold.
He just starts shooting people in the head and fucking blowing shit up, and it was awesome. It was awesome. He shot this guy right in the hand and took out all his fingers and from like a mile away.
Nice.
So it was pretty awesome.
I
recommend it, man. It was fucking loud as shit, and there was more goddamn headshots than I've ever seen in a movie. There was more quality kills than I've ever seen.
Did they film them through the scope of the rifle? Or
some
do you get
to
see them up close and personal?
Some of them they did that way, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, some they did that
way. How many Normans?
I'd give it
out of four.
Three.
Three out of four?
Yeah.
Yeah, I give Babel like a two and a half out of four, yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, it was fucking awesome. I mean, it's a guy's movie, man.
No doubt.
Oh, yeah. There's explosions galore and just the way he...
Any hot chicks?
Yeah, there's one hot chick. His ex-partner's wife, he seeks her out, and she helps him get back on his feet. And then she actually helps him take down and find the real guy. And then the FBI guy helps him, because when the FBI guy finds out what's going on, the black ops guys take him and they start beating the shit out of him. And then they're going to set him up. They put this thing on his arm that when they pull this cable, it aims the gun at his head at just a precise angle and then makes him pull the trigger. So it looks like he killed himself.
Nice.
I don't know why they go through that trouble. Just shoot him in the head and put the gun to his head. They strapped this thing on. It looks like a fucking half of a hockey outfit or something. Then they just pull this cable and he's trying to fight the guy.
And then they got to disassemble, right, yeah. John, afterwards?
Disassemble. And then Marky Mark comes to the rescue, and that's how they hook up and find out what the hell's going on. But Mark Wahlberg, man, when he starts rattling off shit about the rifle he uses, and you're like, holy fuck, this guy knows his shit, man. I mean, he really sells it.
Nice.
He really sells it that he's a really pissed off.
He's an Academy Award winner, John.
Fucking pissed off little... Marine, you know, he's just had it. And the tie-in, Ned Beatty plays this corrupt senator. Is it Ned Beatty?
I don't know.
Squeal like a pig?
Yeah, that's Ned.
Yeah, he plays this corrupt senator. And the whole thing is about the fact that they wanted to actually run a oil pipeline. And he starts laughing at one scene. He goes, do you really think that... He goes, the great thing about it is that nobody would ever believe that all we're doing is starting these wars because of oil to make some dough. And nobody would ever believe it. The American people, no matter what, we just stand there and go, it's because of terrorism. It's for everybody's freedom. We're having these wars in the Middle East. But really, it's all about making the dough with the oil. And nobody, even if you told them to their face that that's what's going on, no American would believe that we would do something like that. They would just say conspiracy theory. So that's how awesome it is. You could just stand there and go, oh, yeah, we're fighting. We're doing this because of terrorism. So they tied in a little bit of what's going on.
With the W.
I don't know if it's part of the book or not. But.
That's about the belief system we were talking about earlier. Some people have the system of beliefs.
Yeah.
And there's nothing you're going to say or do or show them that is going to make them change their mind.
Right.
And that is true stupidity, John.
Right.
I mean, if somebody gives us the facts, we change our mind.
No doubt. But we got to take it to part two.
What do you mean?
We'll start off right away.
I got some.
We'll start off right away with yours.
All right.
You got a new one, right? Another movie.
Yeah, it's one. I think the next two that I'm going to talk about, you've already seen.
All right.
I just have a couple of comments about it.
We'll lead off with that, right?
All right.
Because I got to piss.
All
right. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to part one of AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. Part two is just a click away.